We're beginning our learning of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish continues and says, "In kol im ki kol bnei adam besug echad uvemin echad." Even though all of humanity, we are one genus, we are one species, we are of one type. Bechol zot lo imtzu shnei anashim b'shivyon muchlat. You will nonetheless never find two people who are identical. And every person is an individual among men. No two people have the same intellectual acumen. Different people have different talents, different people have different strengths. Nor are two people similar or identical in their traits, in the attributes of their soul. ותולדה מחויבת מזה שיש לפעמים יתרון איש על משנהו בערכים מופרזים. And that causes a disparity. You look at humanity and what you see is that sometimes one person is extremely talented. I was once on a date and we were walking into a hotel, and as we're walking in we see a car with its headlights on. So I said, I pull out a pen and paper. I'm going to write down the license plate and tell the guy at the front desk. We were going to sit in the lobby. That's like where many people go on a date. You sit in the hotel lobby, you buy a drink, and then you have your date. So we're headed, I pull out a pen and paper, and the girl asks me, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm writing down the license plate." And she looks at me and says, "You can't remember that?" I'm looking at all those strings of numbers. Huh? Okay. What? To tell the guy at the front desk. Maybe he knows whose car it is. Maybe.
Oh, we're just on with the headlights.
Yeah, someone forgot their headlights on. So, yeah, sometimes there's a difference in talent. You look at someone and you go, huh? I'll tell you a phenomenal story. If you go up the block, all the way up the block, you hit after the light, the street becomes Jehovah Ilui. And then the street splits. And if you make a left right after the first building, there's a path. You go down that path and you hit the next street called Rehov Reines. And right in front of you, you'll see a huge building that's a whole block long. And you probably never noticed it, but it's worth going to look at it. That was an orphanage. An orphanage that was built by the Maharil Diskin. Now, the Maharil Diskin was a rabbi here in Jerusalem about 150 years ago. And the Maharil Diskin obviously helped the poor. He built this huge orphanage. After you'll see it, and you'll see its beauty, you'll start noticing when you come into Jerusalem that you can see it on the hilltop. It's really a building that stands out. It's a building that's a block long. They have about 12 yeshivas in that building. They've divided it into 12 segments, and they have many yeshivas there. So Maharil Diskin, the story goes that he was such a genius that he could look at a tree and tell you how many leaves are on the tree. So he'd look at a tree and tell you how many leaves are there. And the students would say, "Rebbe, that's not fair. How can we test you? How do we know if it's true?" So he said, "I'll tell you what. I'll turn around. You take off as many leaves as you want off the tree. And then I'll turn back and I'll tell you how many leaves are on the tree." And the story goes that it worked. They tried him. They didn't take his word for it. So I heard this story from Rav Pesen Zatzal, who I had the good fortune of learning by. And when he told me the story, in his humility, he said to me, "Makes one feel like a worm." And I was shocked that he equated me with him, because Rav Pesen, when he got ill, so the doctor said to the family, "He's going to have headaches now," because the eye doctor said, because he said, Rav Pesen would read a page at a time. And now he's going to have to read a line at a time. You know, most people read a word at a time. He used to read a page at a time. Now, I wouldn't have believed it, only that I once gave him something I wrote, and he started leafing through it. And I felt a little bit dissatisfied. Why isn't he giving my work a little bit of attention? So I said, "Rebbe, aren't you going to read it?" So he says, "Ask me questions." So I said, okay, I'm not going to ask. So he started discussing with me what I wrote. He opens up, he points, he says, "What you wrote here, maybe you should write." It's like, oy vey, okay. Fine. So some people have talent that we just don't have, right? You look at it and you say, "I can't do that. I can't read a page at a time. I can barely read a word at a time," right? Okay, I don't have that talent. So Chazanish says, being that we have different intellectual capacities, we have different skills, we have different attributes, our souls are developed differently, so then obviously we're going to be different in our talents. And the difference is sometimes extraordinary. If you ever meet someone who's very, very, very smart, sometimes you just go, I was at a shiur once by Rav Shlomo Fisher. Rav Shlomo Fisher is alive, and if you guys have the good fortune, you should go and see him once, just to see what a genius looks like. He was giving a class, and I interrupted, I raised my hand and I asked a question. And he looks at me with this look that's like, you nincompoop. And he says to me, that's Rabbi Akiva Iker on the Mishnah and all this. You know, this is a far-out commentary on a far-out tractate in the Mishnah. He's at the very end of Shas. And he's looking at me like, how didn't you know that? Like, why are you asking me that question? So, okay, yeah, on his level, it's like, what's the question? Yeah.
So is it not a Jewish idea to think that with enough work, everyone can get to point Z? Or
that's a good question. Okay, so Rav Soloveitchik used to tell his students to study Chazon Ish. You see, this is a small work the Chazon Ish wrote. The Chazon Ish wrote a big work. It's about this many volumes. I have it at home. You can see it when you come visit. And Rav Soloveitchik used to tell his students, learn Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish was someone who was not a genius. The Chazon Ish was someone who worked very, very, very hard. And through working very hard in Torah, he became one of the greatest halachic authorities. And he said to his students, as you learn it, you'll see how he used his basic understanding and just developed it and honed it and became a giant without extraordinary skill. He just used his extraordinary focus and working hard. So yeah, it certainly seems that way, right? So it's a good example, Chazon Ish. Sometimes two people standing in the same room and one has such extraordinary talent and another one doesn't, that they seem like they're not the same species. If you guys ever played basketball with someone very talented, so I can tell you, when I did it in high school, I'd feel like I'm, you know, we're just, you know, what am I doing here? Before I could think what he was doing, he was already in the hoop. Okay, so there's the difference in skill, and sometimes you feel like we're just not in the same playing field, that we're not the same species. You guys probably have it in learning also. If you learn with someone who's way, way, way advanced, it's like, what language is he talking? How come he has it so easy? We had a student here who walked in. He was a genius. He is a genius. He walked in, and he was the bottom of the class. And by the end of the first year here, he was the top of the English department. By the end of the second year, he was the top of the Hebrew department. And today, he's already answering halachic shailas. Now, 6 years ago, he couldn't read Hebrew. 6 years ago, he couldn't read Hebrew. So this guy's a super genius. He had a chavrusa who was in his 40s, and his chavrusa came to me one day, and he said, you know, I remember the beginning of the year, I was teaching him how to read Gemara. It's only half a year, and he's teaching me the Gemara. Yeah, okay, you look at that, and you say, wow. Are we on the same playing field? Different talents. Ha'evdel b'midot ha'nefesh l'chora ino inyan v'kesher l'midat chochmatam shel ha'ishim ha'nivdalim. But, says the Chazon Ish, at first glance we would say that the difference in the soul between two people, the difference in our traits, is not connected to the difference in intellect. U'midot mushchatot lo yigu chochmat ba'aleihem. We would think that a person can be very, very smart and be a very decrepit person. He can have a lousy personality. He can be a genius, and yet he's a miserable human being. And we would think that one is not connected to the other, that his horrible traits do not detract from his wisdom. Ki la chokhma tzrich kishron ha-chokhma. We would think wisdom requires the skill of wisdom. Sechel tov, a good mind, lev mevin, understanding. Uma efsed l'kinyan ha-chokhma u'mu'i shachzari natul midat rachamim. And where does one lose from his wisdom just because he's cruel and has no mercy? Or maybe he's arrogant. Top doctors, some of them are tremendously humble. We once had a guy living in the community whose wife was deathly ill, and we wanted the opinion of a doctor, the top doctor in the United States. We had the top doctors in Israel, we wanted the top doctor in the United States. So someone made a mistake and told me that the top doctor in this field in the United States is an Israeli. So he gives me the name and number, and he says, you tell him you're calling from Israel, he'll be nice to you and he'll help you out. Okay, I believed him. I call, I get the secretary, I say, look, I'm calling from Israel, I'd like to talk to this doctor. After setting up the meeting, it only took a day or two, he comes to the phone, and I say, doctor, I don't even remember his name. I ask him, should I talk to you in Hebrew or English? I figure, let me get my Israeli, you know, let me get my in. So he says to me, you could talk in Hebrew, but I won't understand. So I say, what do you mean? He says, how would I know Hebrew? I said, aren't you Israeli? He says, no. I said, oh, there, I lost my in. I start on the left foot. I said, well, there's a patient here that really would like your opinion. Can you give us your time? He says, for sure, if only I could help. The guy gave us for free. You're talking about the top expert in the United States in leiomyosarcoma. The guy sat on the phone for free, went through all her medical records, and gave us his opinion free of charge. He said, if I could help a patient, why wouldn't I help a patient? Of course. Like FedEx me. Hey, right. So I thought he's Jewish. I thought he's Israeli. Nothing. So here you see the top guy, and he's got such humility. If I could help a human being, of course I want to help. Sure, send me all the records. And sometimes you reach the top doctors. And I remember one of our kids was in a hospital, and they wanted to give him a blood transfusion, and we didn't think he needed it. And we asked one of the nurses, and the nurses said, you're right. So we said, could we talk to that doctor? So the nurse says, you can talk to him, to her, but you better remember she's a professor or she won't talk to you. Call her doctor once, and that's the last conversation you'll have with her. Okay, right? Yeah. Make sure you call her professor. So the Chazon Ish says, we would think that if someone is arrogant, that doesn't affect their wisdom, right? They're two different realms. And the same would be true of any trait. The Chazon Ish says that's not true. That's a mistake. We would think that the two are two distinct realms. Not true. Someone who lacks that genteel, that regal aspect of the soul, where he can have pleasant traits, who chadal bekinyan hachochma, then he also lacks that element of wisdom. Hantu'a hargashot ne'imot b'yisod hachochma. You have to have that sensitivity. There is at the foundation of wisdom, there is a sensitivity that comes from having good traits. Don't think that wisdom is disjointed from the traits. You think wisdom is its one realm and the traits are another realm. No, says the Chazon Ish. There is a sensitivity that you won't have if you don't have good traits. And then that sensitivity is at the foundation of wisdom. And the Chazon Ish will elaborate on this as we continue. What the Chazon Ish just said is counterintuitive. You'll say, hey, top doctors are arrogant. Right. Let's hear him out. To be continued, Bezachim.